is fighting since I became mayor in the village of Dalton. I never thought in a million years that my team, the team that I ran with, including Allison Key for the clerk, would sit here and turn on me the way y'all did right, what, a week, 2 weeks into taking office. That showed me that you guys would have been planning, plotting, meeting. People already been snitching on y'all this entire time. It's sad.
Welcome, welcome everyone. My name is Sean, and today I want to talk about this situation involving the super mayor, Tiffany A. Henyard, who is the mayor of Dalton, Illinois. She also sits on the Thornton Township Board of Trustees, two positions that net her nearly $300,000 in income, and this allegation from one of her political opponents that the super mayor tried to murder her. No, I'm not kidding about this. This is actually what's being alleged, and we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about it. But before we do, I want to thank everyone who signed up over at actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money, okay?
And thank you to the podcast listeners, Spotify, Apple, and Google's podcasting platform. So the scandals involving the super mayor are honestly too much to name. I've made about 6 videos on this person, got an entire playlist. It will be linked in the description. You should check it out. But essentially, this is a woman who is misusing public funds. She takes no accountability. She overpays for her police detail, which costs $1 million more than the previous person. And she has driven both the Thornton Township and Dalton, the city of 20,000 people, into millions upon millions of dollars in debt. And one of the more recent scandals that I did not make a video about is the fact that she's giving away $1 million in Dalton, even though, again, this town of 20,000 people with a median income of $25,000 is somehow $7 million in debt under her watch. But we gotta go a little bit back to a previous scandal, one of the initial scandals involving the super mayor. And that was her hiring a sex offender to work in a position where the sex offender would go into people's homes.
We want transparency.
About 20 Dalton residents and a couple trustees protest outside Village Hall today, furious after a Fox 32 investigation found this registered child sex offender on the public payroll.
A sex offender, you don't give them carte blanche to go into different people homes.
Now, the reason we're referencing this particular scandal is because the start of this alleged assassination attempt actually stems from this particular issue, because one of the officials that was actually a whistleblower on this and led a protest in order to get this guy fired and actually pushed for the recall election of Tiffany actually is the victim of this alleged assassination attempt. This is a woman called Valeria Stubbs, a retired member of the Cook County Sheriff's Office, who again has had enough of Tiffany A. Henyard and wants her out of office, and is actually using her political power, her political influence, in order to rally people against her. So much so that that recall election against Henyard actually did succeed in voting her out of office, but unfortunately, it was declared unconstitutional by a Cook County judge. And by the way, this lady has some commentary on that particular judge.
The protesters are also calling for the departure of former Cook County Circuit Court Clerk Dorothy Brown, whom Henyard hired as a village administrator making $100,000 a year, despite numerous scandals and an ongoing federal investigation into bribery under her county tenure.
Dorothy Brown needs to go back to the city of Chicago. Dorothy Brown is bringing Dorothy Brown tactics out here in the village.
So after it was revealed that Tiffany A. Henyard's friend was a gang rapist, he was convicted of that gang rape, and she hired him without the approval of the Board of Trustees in Dalton, and the public got to see it, he had to be removed from that position. But Tiffany allegedly, according to the allegations from Valeria Stubbs, was not happy with this. And on multiple instances, she showed up to Stubbs' home in order to intimidate her into backing down and stopping the criticism of her. However, that did not work. So Stubbs ended up having instances where shots were fired and hit property that was owned by her. In In fact, two vehicles owned by Valeria Stubbs ended up having bullet holes in them, her home was fired upon, and all we have as evidence for who possibly did this is this particular vehicle from this still image from the surveillance video from some kind of camera in the area that sped off right after the shooting. So we have a situation where somebody who is a former official living in Dalton has had enough of the super mayor, has had enough of Tiffany A. Henyard. She decided that she was going to fight and try to get this sex offender pulled off of this regulatory position, this inspector position, led a protest in order to do so, and she was a key figure in the recall campaign against Henyard, and all of a sudden, she was victimized by gunfire in her vehicles and at her home. On top of that, Henyard knows exactly where she lives, and the reason why is because she's repeatedly showed up to the property around this period of time in order to threaten and menace her, and in a particular instance, when the super mayor showed up to her door and she wasn't home, her rage could not be contained to the point where she actually started knocking on the doors of the neighbors, demanding to know the location of Stubbs so that she can get at her. She was described as enraged, angry, and all that. And considering this is somebody who is a criminal herself, she was arrested in the city of Chicago for breaking into vehicles about 5 or 6 years prior to her being elected mayor, prior to her being the head of the Thornton Township Board of Trustees, you know that she has some criminal affiliations, not to mention the fact that she actually hired a legitimate criminal. On top of that, Henyard has an excessive police detail that she's well overpaying in order to have control over that detail, and the former police chief, the one that was opposed to her, was ousted, fired, again without the approval of the trustees, and she inserted a puppet in her position. So it's no surprise to me that they were unable to find the suspect behind the shooting because A, the police are spending a lot of time, money, and resources surrounding Henyard and being her own personal detail, so there's not enough cops on the beat, and B, the police are in her back pocket, so if something maybe happened to an enemy of Tiffany A. Henyard, maybe that's not such a big problem for all of these officers making all this overtime pay that they would not normally make under a normal administration. On top of that, Tiffany A. Henyard has made it absolutely clear that the black people that attack her, those people are actually not really black, they're race traitors, and they should let her steal and loot the treasury, take lavish vacations to Vegas, fly first class to all these other cities, rack up bills, and charge it to the taxpayers, unless they want to be labeled as race traitors.
And that's what I'm tired of. We got to sit here and do these speeches every board meeting, being here to 10, 11 o'clock at night, ain't even got to the agenda. Because everybody wants to say they look sideways stuff, and then now we got to see and try to remember what y'all saying and then say something back just to tell the residents or show them that we are doing what's right. Because y'all got false narratives out there, and y'all should be ashamed of y'allself. Y'all black. Y'all are black. And y'all sitting up here beating and attacking on a black woman that's in power. Y'all should be ashamed of y'allselves. All the stuff that y'all did to get people to come to our community, to just diss and down our community, shame on y'all.
Now, by the way, there was actually another instance where Tiffany Henyard showed up to her place when she actually was home. She was banging on the door, acting all crazy, acting all irate, and then Stubbs opens the door and she's like, what the hell are you doing here on my property? And Henyard, which I believe was an obvious intimidation tactic, said, you called the city because you wanted us to clear the snow from your area, so I showed up personally, which is very weird and very odd, especially considering that there would be assassination attempts on this particular critic of Tiffany A. Henyard. And by the way, this is speculation. This is the opinion of Valeria Stubbs. She believes that it is Henyard behind this, and I would be inclined to disbelieve this speculation if I didn't cover a story of another corrupt mayor in California who actually used a gang member, a convicted felon, to threaten and intimidate a critic of hers. So this kind of attitude is very prominent in areas that are overwhelmingly Democrat. On top of that, Tiffany Henyard has shown that she is completely unstable.
Everybody got a grandstand on their point. And then when I say something, now everybody got to say something back. When I give everybody the flow, say whatever y'all want to say. Y'all got the flow. You don't got to respond after me. Y'all forget I am the leader. They want to hear from the mayor. If y'all ain't learned that yet, the mayor, not the trustees that don't do nothing, that only run their mouth. Y'all don't do no work, no work. That's my issue up here. So everybody that made a statement that said all they do is work, that's all they do is work. Anybody that know me, I am a workaholic. We work nonstop. We in this village till 11, 12 o'clock at night when y'all sleep, when y'all at the bars. Y'all, I'm sick and tired of y'all not doing y'all job. Name one ordinance that y'all did that benefited the people. One. Y'all can't name one, right? Because every ordinance y'all ever made was beneficial to you guys as trustees, to y'all attorneys, to y'all. But nothing for the people.
Completely insane in a multitude of ways.
But everything we do for the people. But we under attack. We getting scrutinized in the media. For what? Loving on the people? Showing them that they matter to us? We going through the fires for y'all. We. Us. Me and my administration. So don't y'all ever talk to them like that. Don't y'all ever tell them that they was told what to say. Because they don't. They got minds of themselves. And they all educated up here. All of them got degrees. Stop it. Stop with the disrespect. We going to end that right now. Stop. We elected. Not them.
So maybe actually going and doing a gangster move by trying to have one of her critics intimidated and taken out is something that is not beyond her. I mean, nothing has shown that Tiffany A. Haynard would face any consequences for her actions. She's been allowed to loot the treasury. In fact, she was appropriated money recently in order to pay off the police cars, and that money is missing.
In yet another shock to Village of Dalton trustees, a letter falling on their desks dated February 14th, Representative from Kansas State Bank threatening to repossess 13 village vehicles, saying more than $76,000 is overdue and climbing.
The Board of Trustees approved payment in May of 2023.
But where that loan payment went that was due 9 months ago is anyone's guess.
At the end of the day, vendors are not being paid. Board approved it. The vendors are not being paid.
How about you be a good leader, bring RFPs to the forefront, so not just us, but the residents and everybody else in America know how the money is being spent.
And now those vehicles are on the cusp of being repossessed, and an executive is obligated by law to spend the money where it's appropriated, yet there is no talk of criminal charges related to this. Now, I am super hopeful that eventually we'll get a DOJ investigation. I'm super optimistic that eventually the FBI will raid her, because I would just love to read through the court documents related to all the different various crimes in the lengthy case that could be compiled against this woman, because she's completely absurd, insanely corrupt, and eventually something's gotta give. And I say this as someone who has been on this for a very long time, who has entertained you guys with these stories, who actually profits off the craziness of Tiffany A. Haynard, that enough is enough. Like, this woman has to go to prison. This woman has to be investigated. She has to be removed from office, because no matter how bad that would be for my channel, not being able to cover her, it's worse for the residents of Dalton. It's worse for the Thornton Township residents as well. Now, like I said, everything about this attempted hit on this critic is all speculation. It's all stuff that is coming from the victim in this particular scenario. And unlike the other cases that I've covered that are definitely, clearly, and obviously, in my opinion, corruption and illegal, I think this one is a little bit more open to interpretation. So I want to know what you guys think down in the comments below. Do you believe that this woman had her car and her home shot up by somebody who is acting on behalf of the super mayor? Or do you think it's just a coincidence? There was a shooting at an AutoZone in Dalton just last week. So sometimes things like this tend to happen. There's nothing to see here. Don't worry about it. It's just coincidental that when she started criticizing the super mayor, that she was being harassed by the super mayor. And then somebody came and did a drive-by shooting on her place and hit two of her vehicles, because, you know, that's just normal and not odd at all. Again, let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. As usual, if you like the video, show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on my social media, support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about the super mayor maybe attempting murder. Till next time.